All right, everybody, here we go. It is another edition of the John DeBella Show Daily Podcast. Happy April Fool's Day to you. Maybe the best April Fool's Day of all time, because no matter what you say, no matter what you tell people, they're going to believe it. Sure, why not? Every day there's something crazier happening. We're probably at our most gullible of all time in human history, and who can blame us? No jokes here, though. This is Wednesday's show, April 1st, on the John DeBella Show. What do we talk about today? Well, even in the midst of a pandemic, Philly is still trolling Dallas. There's baseball hopes on the horizon. We found out that Coke dealer is not an essential job in Canada. Our Netflix watch party is happening on Saturday night at 8 p.m. We had some more details for you. You're voting on the genre of movie now that we're going to be watching. We had another COVIDiot of the day for you. Magic Man was featured in Song Stories. We rebranded our Wheel of Long Songs today, and the Wheel of Wow debuted. We shared shower thoughts once again, and Joe Buck has found himself a new gig, doing play-by-play on people's stupid videos they're sending him. Have a listen. Here we go. It is the Daily Podcast.
I want to take a moment and just salute the fine folks at the Philadelphia Health Department.
All right.
Because the Philadelphia Health Department decided that they needed to put out a social distancing, you know, meme they put out.
Okay.
Okay. And what it is, it's the Dallas logo, the Dallas Cowboys logo.
The star. Okay.
Right. And COVID-19. Right. And they're 6 feet apart. No, sorry. It was the Dallas Cowboys logo and the Super Bowl trophy.
Okay.
Right. And those are 6 feet apart. Right.
Nice.
You know, basically, remember, the most important thing you can do is practice social distancing.
That's right. We're in a pandemic, but we still hate you.
Yep. Right. So, you know, you got to love that about Philadelphia. Doesn't matter what's going on, right? Pandemic, plague, right? Nuclear holocaust.
We're all in this together. No, we're not.
No, we're not, right? We're on our own, and especially we'll continue to hate Dallas.
The John DeBella Podcast.
It gets ridiculous, some of these things.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
Just ridiculous. It's evil.
102.9.
Ridiculous.
MGK.
If all is all right with the world by then, we could have baseball and backyard barbecues in time for the 4th of July.
All right.
All right. Cool. There's an article that just came out in the Los Angeles Times that said, it actually came out yesterday, said the 4th of July has become the number one option for Major League Baseball to try to return, to have their opening day.
All right.
You know, so basically they rolled off of what the president said of trying to get everything back to normal or as close to normal as we can by June 1st. Right. And, you know, basically they got guys that they've set up dates for training to start again. Because all of the players are locked up in their houses eating their Domino pizza.
Yep.
Right? You know,
it's going to be a lot of 93 Phillies on the field this year.
They're a fun team, though.
Heck yeah. It's going to be interesting.
Smoke a heater in the clubhouse.
You know, so that one, you know, that's a little, that's something good.
It's something.
It's something. Take a little bit at a time.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Oh, well, you ain't pregnant with a bucket of chicken?
102.9.
Kiss my bare ass right now in front of all these good people.
Nobody can understand what you're saying.
MGK.
This Saturday night, rather. It's our Netflix party. This is where, if you have Netflix, you could bring this up on your smart TV, or you could bring it up on your computer, and you got to make sure you have the Chrome extension so that you can do what we're going to do, which is we have this party, right? And while the movie's playing, there'll be a sidebar where you can have like a sort of chat session, so everybody can talk. It's like being able to talk at the movies,
right?
But with everybody who's part of it. Now, we put up a poll yesterday as to what time the movie should be, and overwhelmingly, it went with 8 o'clock.
Okay.
All right, so now it's time for us to move on to the genre of the film. So if you go to WMGK.com or go to our Facebook page, right, you'll be able to pick your genre. So your choices are going to be comedy, drama, action, or horror. So whichever gets the most votes, that's the type of movie we will pick. And then tomorrow and Friday, we'll just keep the votes going on. Here are the movies that we've come up with. What do you think it is? But for today, it's genre. So go to WMGK.com or go to the JDB Show Facebook app. And then this Saturday night, you can join us for our Netflix party. 39 degrees outside. with all we're learning about what is and what is not essential, there seems some people just apparently don't really get this. All right. In this case, cocaine dealer, not necessarily essential.
Well, all right. Depends who you ask.
All right. Police in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, started following a 29-year-old guy for aggressively driving on Friday night, and then they watched him as he made a bunch of stops to sell drugs. They eventually pulled him over and found a bunch of cocaine with him, cash in the car, and he was charged with drug trafficking. But since coke dealing is not an essential business in Ontario during the pandemic, he also got a $750 yeah. ticket for selling coke.
I know who it is! I know who the monster is!
All right, let's hear it!
What are you waiting for?
Well, come on!
Who is it? Tell us!
It's John DeBella.
It is so.
The John DeBella Podcast.
He's the one!
I am!
102.9.
Yeah!
MGK.
So, Cindy, we're working on for the Netflix party this Saturday night. Are you going to join us for that again?
Of course.
Okay, great. All right. And by the way, you can drink at the Netflix party.
I would hope so.
Right, you know, so we've narrowed it down to four categories. It's going to be at 8 o'clock. That's what everybody's going with. You went with 8 o'clock yourself, didn't you?
I did.
All right. Categories are comedy, drama, action, horror. What do you want to do?
I really don't care as long as Anne Hathaway's not in it. any genre.
I'll put
great.
That up as an option, too.
No Anne Hathaway. Even if it was The Devil Wears Prada?
Oh, well, that was good.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. I knew I could swear.
I love your irrational hatred for her.
John DeBella.
Someone smells stinky.
102.9.
Oh, it's me.
MGK.
You know, this story that I have now actually happened on Friday, but we didn't have a word for it until Dave came up with it yesterday, and they are the COVIDiots. These people who, you know, just, I don't care what's going on in the world. I do what I want. And you know you have hit the supreme level, the highest level of COVIDiot, when a governor mentions you in a speech.
Uh-oh. All right. It's like the principal getting on the intercom.
Yeah, I mean, and I have the audio, and this is of Governor Phil Murphy, because it seems on Friday night, some COVIDiot threw a party, right? A coronavirus party is what he called it.
Okay. Right.
With a DJ
in
his apartment, which was only 550 square feet.
Oh, decadent.
All right. And he invited 47 people.
It's a one
47
room.
People and a DJ in
nice.
One room.
That's a college party.
All right,
DJ
right.
Contagious.
All right. Well, the cops came. They broke up the party. They arrested the guy. And here's what Governor Murphy had to say.
Let me give you an example of something not to do. And we are not going to be shy about naming and shaming those who can't get this message into their heads. Last night, right here in Mercer County, Ewing Township Police broke up a party with 47 people, including a DJ, crammed into a 550-square-foot apartment. The organizer was charged, as they should have been, and deserved to be.
Okay, so there you go. So let's hear it for Chris, right? Because he is officially a COVIDiot.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I saw a gay porno once. I didn't know until halfway in.
102.9 MGK.
The girls never came. The girls never came!
You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
You know, it's back in 1976 that we found out about a Heart for the first time. They really came on the scene at that time. As a matter of fact, the first song they put out, of course, flopped. And then their second single, Magic Man, became their breakthrough hit. Right, and hit number 9 on the Billboard top 100. Right, but the question is, take on Nancy Wilson and you ask her, right, when you play Magic Man, what do you think of?
Magic Man always reminds me of the guy who said he was the Magic Man. There was the crazed fan who drove around after the tour in an empty truck, and he'd always be backstage and he'd always be going, "Hey Annie, I'm the Magic Man, Annie. Annie, hey Annie, I'm the Magic Man." So, you know, everybody was the Magic Man.
The John DeBella Podcast. John DeBella.
Here we go for the very first time.
Wow.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Wheel of Wow. We've changed the wheel up. Wheel of Long Songs has gone its way after 2 years, and the Wheel of Wow, and as I was saying earlier, it's not really deep tracks. It's those tracks that you know, but they just haven't been played that much anymore. You know, the kind of songs that you forgot about. So here's what we got on the wheel today, and I realize I made a mistake.
Okay.
Because I could have put more songs on than I did. I used the normal system of doubling up like we did with the long songs.
So we got seven?
Yeah, so we got, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Seven
six,
twice.
Six.
Six twice?
And yeah, listener pick, yeah.
All right, cool. The listener pick. So the listener pick is there, and people have been texting in what they would like to hear off the Wheel of Wow. But here's what we got there this morning. Procol Harum's Conquistador. Nick Lowe's Cruel to Be Kind. Dr. John, I Was in the Right Place, Must Have Been the Wrong Time. The Band with Chess Fever. The A's with Woman's Got the Power, and Jay Ferguson with Thunder Island.
Wow.
I'd love to go there. I would like to go there, too. I could use that. We could use a little Thunder Island trip this morning. All right, Steve, give it a spin. Let's see where we go. Yeah, Mike. By the way, this is on Facebook Live right now, so we can prove that we play where it lands. Okay. All right, I can deal with that. Unfortunately, he recently passed away, but I think it is time once again to, especially with everything was in, you know, right now, New Orleans is the wrong place at the wrong time. But Dr. John?
We do need our doctors,
yeah,
though.
We do need our doctors. So here's a visit from the doctor, Dr. John, and Right Place, Wrong Time. Classic Rock, 102.9 MGK Funky.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I suppose you know what it is about you that fascinates them.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
It's the hair on your chest.
102.9.
Ooh, wow. I didn't expect that at all. I really didn't expect that.
MGK.
It is time once again for us to get to a shower thought. Some of these are ours. Some of these come from listeners. And it's just those kind of thoughts that randomly come to you. We call them shower thoughts because they tend to happen in the shower. But they can happen anywhere. Let's just get the shower running. All right, a little music, please. You can turn the music on. You know, there's no fidelity in these shower radios. It's just not there. All right, so this one's mine. I'll tell you this much. All right, if you don't wear the right clothes when you run, you look like a crazy person.
Yeah, that's right.
Wow.
Yeah,
I love that.
Well, for a song called Piano Man, the dude with the harmonica won't shut the F up.
People would probably still visit Jurassic Park despite being warned by countless books and movies. You can just see it.
This one comes from a listener who texts this in. I don't know who it is, but when you clean the vacuum cleaner, you become the vacuum cleaner.
Oh, that's a good one. That is right. Well, if you can't look back at your younger self and realize that you are an idiot, you're probably still an idiot.
That's got to be yours.
Yeah, it is.
Think about this one. Erasers. They slowly sacrifice their lives for our mistakes. Thank you, erasers.
This is another listener one. Hospitals are the only place that has an emergency entrance and an emergency exit.
Yeah.
I'm also going to the text board for this one. If your shirt isn't tucked into your pants, are your pants tucked into your shirt?
Oh.
That's all of us.
Ooh, yes, I believe that. My pants are tucked into my shirt today.
Pondering that for a while. This happened to me over the past weekend. Dropping a cup of coffee usually wakes you up way more than drinking it.
And lastly this morning, Titanic is a movie about an old woman telling a story about when she got banged on a cruise ship.
The John DeBella Podcast.
He's got this one wrong. Yeah, of course he's got it wrong.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9.
Everything out of his mouth is going to be wrong.
MGK.
You know, everybody's doing their best to entertain themselves while they're shut in their homes and, you know, and keeping their social distance. Joe Buck put up a video of a guy who's playing beer pong.
Okay.
And he's going for 10 in a row. Right? And so if you miss your sports as much as Joe Buck does, well, check this out.
Look at what he is going to try and accomplish. Hit all of these without missing. All right, we've got five cups left. He's over halfway there. There's number Six. That means there are four left. My math skills are off the charts. Unbelievable. Three left. He's got seven in a row. Now he's got two. How do you not freak out? How do you not clench up? How do you not just completely blow it? Knocks the cup off the table, but the ball was in. We're going to count that. Again, having trouble down at the far end. Can he do it? And 10 in a row. Unbelievable. Look at the celebration. Finish up medical school and make us proud. John Romano, glad I met you. Keep in touch.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9.
I'm Chicago.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.